Millions lose trillions. As mentioned earlier, between March of 2000 and March of 2003, it is estimated that millions of people lost $7 to $9 trillion in the stock market crash. These losses do not include the loss of jobs and the emotional pain that such losses bring with them. Why did so many people lose so much money? While the reasons are many, reasons such as a weakened economy, terrorists, corruption, bad analysis reports, fraud, market trends, and other oversights, one little-known underlying reason is because millions of people mistook a common industry sales pitch for sound financial education. Many always sent their check in or did not sell, investing and holding on for the long term, even as the biggest stock market crash in history was crashing all around them. When do I sell? In 1965, after realizing that Rich Dad was not happy with my first investment, I asked, "Should I sell those mutual fund shares?" Grinning, he said, "No, I would not sell them just yet. You may have made a mistake, but you still have not yet learned your lesson. Hang on for a while longer. Keep making those monthly payments until you learn what you need to learn. If you will do that, you will gain something more important than money. You will be on your way to becoming a better investor." Investing for the long term. Once Christmas vacation 1965 was over, I returned to school in New York. It was tough leaving the warm beaches of Hawaii and stepping back into the coldest part of winter in New York. Instead of surfing, I was now shivering. Following Rich Dad's advice, I continued to send in my check to the mutual fund company once a month. Occasionally, I would open the newspaper to the investment section to find out how my fund was performing. The fund did not do much. 6 months later, I was back in Hawaii, this time for summer vacation, 1966. When I stopped by Rich Dad's office to say hello, he invited me out to an early lunch. "How is your mutual fund doing?" "Well, the shares were about $12 when I first started investing in them, and they're still at $12 today." Rich Dad chuckled. "Getting impatient?" "Well, I would like to see a little more action," I replied. "It's not good to be impatient," smiled Rich Dad. "Patience is important in investing." "But the fund is not doing anything," I responded. Rich Dad laughed out loud after my last comment. "I'm not talking about the fund," he said. "I'm talking about you. You need to learn patience if you want to be an investor." "But I have been patient. My money has been in there for nearly 10 months. The price per share remains the same." "As I said, that is what happens when you are an impatient investor," Rich Dad said sternly. "Impatient investors often invest hastily." "How long did you talk to your mutual fund salesperson before you made the decision to invest?" "We talked for about an hour. He showed me a few charts showing me how the Dow Jones Industrial Average was going up and up. He explained the value of investing a little bit of money over a long period of time." "And you made up your mind and bought the shares," Rich Dad said with a smile. "Yes," I replied. "I'd call that impatience," Rich Dad chuckled. "So am I wasting my money?" I asked. "No," said Rich Dad strongly. "Right now you're learning a priceless lesson. Don't be so impatient. Take time to learn the lesson." "Okay," I said. "I'll take time to learn this lesson. The next time I make an investment decision, I'll be more patient." "Good," said Rich Dad. "Most investors blame the investment rather than themselves. In reality, the real problem is the investor, not the investment." Thinking for a moment, I began to recall the sales pitch of the financial advisor who sold me the mutual fund investment plan. As if reading my mind, Rich Dad asked me, "Did your salesman friend tell you that the stock market goes up on average 10% per year?" That's the standard canned sales pitch most salespeople in his business use. "Did he tell you something like that?" "Yes, he did say something like that," I replied. Rich Dad roared, laughing. "He probably thinks that's a great return. A 10% return is peanuts. On top of that, ask him if he will guarantee that tiny return." "Of course he won't. He'll just send you a birthday card once a year to say thanks for the business. He wins, you lose." "You're saying that mutual funds are the riskiest of all investments?" I asked. "No, that is not what I'm saying," replied Rich Dad, now in a frustrated tone. "Listen to me, I'll say it again. I am not talking about the investment. I am talking about the investor. If the investor is uneducated, anything he or she invests in will be risky. I've seen an uneducated investor take a great real estate investment and turn it into a run-down foreclosure. I've seen an uneducated investor buy a profitable, well-run business and soon bankrupt it. So it's not the investment that is risky. It's the investor." I was beginning to understand what he was saying. he was doing his best to get me to see a world very few people see, the world of a real investor. "Are you saying that the smart investor never loses money?" I asked. "Of course not," replied Rich Dad. "We all lose now and then. The point I am making is that a smart investor focuses on becoming a smarter investor. The average investor focuses only on making money. Right now, I want you to stop, take a moment, and think about what you are now learning. Not how much money you are making or not making. Don't focus on the money. Focus on learning to be a better investor." "So I don't learn much about investing if all I do is write a check, stick it in an envelope, lick a stamp, and drop it in the mail. Investing for the long term." "That is exactly what I'm saying. You're not learning to be an investor. You're learning to be a saver and stamp licker." Rich Dad stood and stretched. I could tell he was tiring of drumming this simple but important lesson into my head. Glancing back at me, he asked, "So what have you learned from your mutual fund investments and about yourself?" "I've learned that I'm impatient. I've learned that I make excuses for not taking the time to learn to invest." "Which causes what?" asked Rich Dad. "Which means that I do not always get the best investments. It means I miss out on an exciting world, a world very few people see. It also means that if I do not make some changes, I am a gambler more than an investor." "Good insight," smiled Rich Dad. "And what else?" Thinking for a while, I could not come up with any more answers. "I don't know what else." "What about turning your money over to a total stranger?" Rich Dad replied. "And what about knowing who this stranger turns your money over to and what these even more faceless strangers do with your money? Do you know how much money in fees is being taken out of your money? Do you know how much of your money is actually invested and how much of your money is going into the pockets of people that manage your money? Is any money coming back into your pockets? What happens if they lose your money? Do you have any recourse? Do you know the answer to any of these questions?" Shaking my head, I quietly replied with a faint, "No." "Did you ever ask the guy who sold you these mutual funds if he could live off his own investments or if he was living off the commissions from the money you invested with him?" Conflict of interest. When I realized that I may have made a mistake, I wanted to blame Mr. Carling, but I knew better. I was the investor. I made the choice to invest in mutual funds without doing enough due diligence about the investment. Financial planners make their commissions through selling investments and other financial products, like insurance, to the average investor. We need to learn how to ask the right questions. Like, what are the fees related to this mutual fund? What is your commission from this sale? Rich Dad was trying to impress on me that I needed to be in control of my own financial decisions and not give that power over to someone else.